Hello, guys, and welcome to my podcast. So this is currently an unnamed podcast. I literally woke up and had this idea this morning. So it's not quite fleshed out, I would say. But I'm one of those people where when I get an idea, I feel like I just need to start and I'll fix things along the way and figure it out as I go. But yeah, that's just kind of how I am. That's how I've always been. So I guess the reason I'm here today is because I don't talk, which is funny coming from somebody who is starting a podcast. I know that that sounds like a funny thing to say, but I really don't. I don't talk about anything. I'm super non-confrontational. In college, my friends used to make fun of me because my mantra was just like, it's fine, it's fine, everything's fine, I'll figure it out, it's fine. And people literally, like, not made fun of me, but, you know, it was like a joke that we all had, that was just how I dealt with things. And looking back on it, that was just so unhealthy. That was such an unhealthy way to go about everything that I was dealing with. In quarantine, I've had a lot of time to sit with my thoughts and to ask myself very uncomfortable questions about, you know, things in my life, and I guess just sit with myself a little bit more. So I've been able to ask myself questions and answer them through journaling and, you know, kind of just ask them without having any answers through meditation. So I haven't really slowed down in a long time. I think it's been since high school, since I really like took multiple weeks/months, I guess, to actually like slow down and sit with myself. So yeah, my go, go, go lifestyle is, I guess, like part of the brand, I would say. Like, that's just very much my life. I love being on the go. I feel like I'm always doing things. My plate is always full. You can ask my boyfriend. I'm always stressing myself out with all the amount of things that I like to do. But when your life is so go, 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 you have a lot of time to just sweep things under the rug because you don't have time to actually sit. And maybe it's not that you don't have the time, but it's just not a priority. So this is me making this a priority. I've decided to do some very deep emotional and spiritual cleaning. And in the true Jane fashion, I am diving in headfirst. So welcome to my audio journal, is what I'm going to call this. Again, I don't really have a name for the podcast yet, but that's the idea. So I just have been writing down some things. I have about 3 episodes planned so far, just about different topics that I feel like I've been facing, especially in quarantine. Like I said, I've just had so much time to sit with those thoughts and to really unpack some things in my life. And it's been very, very emotional. So I am a pretty positive person, but now I'm starting to think that maybe sometimes that positivity just covers up some other issues in my life that, again, I'm just spending right now unpacking. So I'm really excited to start this podcast. I'm kind of going in blind. Grant and I started apart. We had a podcast a while ago, and then life kind of got in the way. Our schedules didn't really line up, so we weren't able to continue with it. But I've never done a podcast on my own. I have a YouTube channel, so I vlog on my own, but those, I don't know, it just feels different. This is really kind of new territory for me. But I really wanted to step into something where, you know, I could create something where I'm not thinking about like likes or comments or anything like that. You know, it's just a place where I can share my thoughts and share what I'm going through, and, you know, hopefully someone out there feels the same. My goal with this podcast is to bring the subjects that I've been sitting with to the surface by speaking them very loudly. So I feel alone a lot of the time in a lot of these things that I'm feeling. And I know that I'm not alone because I can scroll on Pinterest and find a quote that is literally exactly how I'm feeling. So it's like the proof is there that I'm not the only one feeling this way. But I don't think it ever stops us from feeling like we're the only ones who feel this way. So hopefully this podcast can show someone else that you're not alone. I'm super excited. So this is just, again, a little introduction, and I look forward to recording more podcasts and naming this podcast. So there you go. I'll see you guys next week.